This is NPR's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Max Marath has been researching and performing ragtime and vaudeville for more than 50 years. He's written books, hosted a public television program, and toured the country with his one-man show. Max Marath has made his career telling stories about American music that was popular around the turn of the last century. We've asked him to tell us about the song Give My Regards to Broadway. It's part of the NPR 100, the 100 most significant American musical works of the 20th century.
Give My Regards to Broadway was first heard in George M. Cohan's Broadway musical. Little Johnny Jones opened at the Liberty Theater, New York, November 7th, 1904. Cohan directed it, wrote the book, music, and lyrics, and played the title role. Now, the show was not a hit, but the song certainly became one, a ragtime rouser, a march, a sing-along, a peon to Broadway and New York, and the new 20th century coming on. But it started out in life as a simple plot song, with nothing of the happy, up-tempo nature we've heard ever since. Maybe something like this. Recalling that George M. talked his songs more than he sang them. Did you ever see two Yankees standing on a foreign shore when the good ship's just about to leave for old New York once more? With a tear-dimmed eye, they say goodbye, they're friends, without a doubt. Then the man on the pier shouts, let her clear, and the ship strikes out. We're in the second act. George M. Cohan, as Little Johnny Jones, is standing on the Southampton Pier in England. In the show, he's an American jockey. He's over there to race in the Derby. His horse is named Yankee Doodle, and of course they call him the Yankee Doodle Dandy. Johnny gets involved, innocently, with some gamblers. Loses the race. He's accused of throwing it for his crooked pals. Now, the reason he's on that pier is that a friend of his from New York is sailing home, and we learn that evidence to clear Johnny's name just might be hidden on board. But at the moment, he's still a suspect. He's worried. So the first time we hear this song, it's a homesick lament, slow and wistful. Maybe something like this. Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Herald Square. Tell all the gang at 42nd Street that I will soon be there. Whisper of how I'm yearning to mingle with the old-time throng. Give my regards to old Broadway and tell them I'll be there ere long. Well, not to worry. Little Johnny Jones, the Yankee Doodle Boy, as played by George M. Cohan, didn't stay wistful for long. The bad guys are rounded up. Johnny gets the girl. And the final curtain comes down with that Broadway song in the tempo and mood that we've expected of it ever since. You can hear this song in Hollywood's life of George M. Cohan. The film is called Yankee Doodle Dandy. It's on TV every 4th of July. James Cagney, who plays Cohan, won the Academy Award Best Actor in 1942, and the movie itself was chosen as one of the best 100 of the century by the American Film Institute. Cagney's portrayal of Cohan in that movie is just remarkable. He didn't know Cohan, had never worked with him. But both described themselves the same way all their lives. Once a song and dance man, they said, always a song and dance man. Cagney always said the happiest moment in his performing life was that scene when he sings and dances, Give my regards to Broadway in a style that was pure Cagney and Cohan bonded, doing, as he said, what I like best in a part that I love. You can't do better than that.
Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Herald Square. Tell all the gang at 42nd Street that I will soon be there. Whisper of how I'm yearning to mingle with that old-time throng. Give my regards to old Broadway and say that I'll be there ere long.
Our celebrated song today found its place in the American music canon partly because of its association with two leading performers of the century, James Cagney and George M. Cohan. But as a performer, Cohan's been forgotten. His work as a composer and playwright and producer lives on because he's the one who put the word American in front of musical comedy. Cohan's parents were show people, and he was a child of vaudeville. That's where he mastered the English language, American style. He'd had no formal schooling, but he was as sharp as they come. He couldn't wait to bring into our musical theater the impudent slang, the street language of his world, full of topical stuff. Now, vaudeville was already up to the minute, but the legit musicals and operettas of the time were still dealing with flirtations in German beer gardens and the intrigues of Oriental tea rooms. Cohan had no use for that stuff. It was America he loved, and the America he knew went into his songs and his shows. Give My Regards to Broadway has lived the century. Eddie Bazell sang it in the first film version of Little Johnny Jones, 1929. In 1948, Hollywood grabbed it again and starred Dan Daly in a musical bearing the song's title. Al Jolson dubbed it in for Keith Brazell on the soundtrack of Jolson Sings Again, 1949. It's been recorded since by everybody from Mantovani to Andre Previn, from trumpet master Ruby Braff to ballad man Jimmy Rosselli. Joel Grey recorded it for the 1968 Broadway musical George M. The star of this recent version, Barry Manilow.
Give my regards to old Broadway and say that I'll be there.
Max Morath is a writer and performer. His latest book is The Road to Ragtime. You're listening to NPR's All Things Considered.